One of my absolute, absolute faves at SZA with Snooze on Rise FM Mid Morning. Thank you so much for choosing us on a Tuesday. It's all things health talk, and we're going to be doing it with pharmacist Mr. Hector Mahlobo. We continue the conversation on TB, so it's going to be very, very, very fun, very informative. Mr. Mahlobo, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you.
That's the first time.
First time, yes.
Yeah. We've been talking about all things TB over the past couple of weeks. And before we actually go into our conversation, yes, when are you guys bringing the X-ray? And Mr. Ngoman is here as well. So.
Yeah, we will have to replan very well. But you know, remember, we cannot just bring it here.
Yeah.
There are processes that we need to do. Like mm-hmm. we have to talk to the center manager.
Yeah.
So maybe they, you know, before we do anything, because otherwise we're going to be penalized. But it's a good thing.
No, it is.
With the X-ray, to be honest with you, it is there on the, within our communities.
Mm-hmm.
Like now, it's one, we've got one at Polansigazi. Is it Polansigazi?
Yes.
It's a mobile one.
Okay, lovely.
It just move around.
Oh, like the whole day?
It actually, it's stationed in one place.
Okay.
Because it's a crafter. It's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
So it can't go to community, you know, all the corners within the community.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is stationed there. So right, if in case you need additional medical information, you just get into the facility, then they prescribe medication for you.
Uh-huh.
So we've got another one at Msokwala.
Uh-huh.
That one is a container. So it stays there. We've got radiographers, we've got data capturers. So it's there, and you can go there. Remember, it's still free of charge.
Yes.
Then we've got another, the third one is where Mr. Mahlobo.
NAS.
Oh, lovely. Yes. Lovely.
So please, we urge the community to go there for an X-ray.
Yeah.
You'll get the diagnosis almost same time.
Yeah.
Can I quickly recap?
If you don't mind. Yes, we because, can do a quick recap. Maybe just move the mic a bit closer to you, and then we'll move it back to Mr. Mahlobo once you are done with the recap. No.
No.
Don't worry.
All right, no, it's fine.
Yeah,
I simply want to remind our listeners that today we've got a special person. It's a pharmacist.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember the pharmacists do come here for
no.
No, so no. It's a breaking record, ne?
Gakul.
So on the 29th of April, that is our first day, we have talked about the facts about TB infection. So we've discussed a lot of things regarding that. Then we're also on the 7th, we've discussed about the TB diagnosis,
mm-hmm.
because you cannot say you've got TB without being undergone the investigation, and also you were screened and we found that you've got TB positive or not. We also talk on the 21st, we've talked about the TPT,
yeah.
The importance of TB preventative therapy,
mm-hmm.
where which there was Dr. Gugu Ntleko.
Yes. So that was about 2 weeks ago.
Last week.
Yeah.
We're talking about, we wanted the engagement from our community, our listeners out there,
uh-huh.
to tell us.
Yeah.
Even today, we really urge them that can they just write whatsoever. They can send then a WhatsApp to you or to any format, mm-hmm. or any social media.
Yeah.
So that after next week, we can still
come back and take more questions.
And answer their questions.
Okay.
I don't want to take much time.
Yeah.
This guy is here to talk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, let's move the mic back to Ntate Mahlobo. Welcome to Rise of Fame again.
Thank you.
Your very first time?
My first time.
Yeah. Are you nervous?
Not really.
Or are you just generally a very calm, quiet person?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go into the TB treatment journey and what that is for a listener who doesn't really understand it.
Okay. You know, when you go and see your doctor, sometimes you get antibiotics for 5 days.
Yeah.
So that's a very short journey.
And yeah.
Sometimes for some, it's a very difficult journey. So just imagine TB, where you have to take it for 6 months or even 9 months.
Yeah.
So it's a very long and challenging process.
Yeah. So just actually, before you go on, I think we've spoken about this, Nababu Ngomane, but I really want us to go into what the difference is between somebody taking medication, TB medication, for 6 months and another one taking it for 9 months. Why is it so different?
The 6 months and the 9 months.
Yeah.
Okay. It depends on the severity of the disease.
Okay.
So remember when, I'm not sure if you guys covered the different types of the areas of infection.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have the pulmonary infection,
yeah,
and extra pulmonary. When you say pulmonary, we mean the TB, it's in the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
If it's extra, it's outside the lungs.
So yeah,
it could be TB meningitis, TB of the bones,
yeah,
TB of the abdomen. So if it's extra pulmonary, that's where now we take it from 6 to 9 months.
Okay.
So the doctor will extend it. It can be cured in 6 months, but now depending on the severity of the disease,
uh-huh,
then you can add those months up to 9 months.
Mm-hmm. All right. What does the TB treatment journey look like for somebody who is suspecting from the word go? So let's just go from the beginning and what that journey looks like until the end.
Okay. As now you have asked about the different types of TB,
mm-hmm,
I know Dr. Ntleko will come here and talk about DRTB. So
yeah,
we have two types of TB.
Okay.
Though there are different classes within the two.
Yeah.
So we have the DSTB, which is drug-sensitive TB,
uh-huh,
and DRTB, which is drug-resistant TB. So the drug-resistant TB is now when you, let's say you graduate,
okay,
to a different strain.
Okay.
That would require different treatment. So that one used to take about 2 years to treat. So now we've moved,
wow,
from 2 years to 6 months, okay?
Yeah.
So now, but let me focus on DS. Why DS? It's because most of the infections, let me say about 95% are drug-sensitive TB.
Yes.
So that one will also take that 6 months. So now the journey would start with the diagnosis. First, you need to make sure that there is TB,
yeah,
before you can put someone into a 6 month treatment.
Yeah.
So the diagnosis, as it was explained, now that's the first part, it's critical.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second part, it's what we call the initial phase or the intensive phase. So that intensive phase, you have 4 different types of antibiotics,
mm-hmm,
in one tablet.
Okay.
So depending on the body weight,
mm-hmm,
then we'll give you a certain number of tablets. It could be 3 to 5 tablets. Say that will be determined by your body weight.
Yeah.
So the 4 antibiotics, it's what we call rifampicin, isoniazid, pyrazinamide, and ethambutol. So those 4 antibiotics are in one tablet.
Yeah.
So we call it Rifa4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Difficult
so
names.
The intensive phase now will consist of 2 months.
Yeah.
So they will start with 2 weeks initial part where we give you treatment for 2 weeks. Why do we give you for 2 weeks?
Okay.
We want to make sure that the body receives the treatment well.
Uh-huh.
So it's important that you come back after 2 weeks. It's just for monitoring.
All right. Yes. Yes. I was about to say, yeah.
Yes. Just to monitor if the body receives the treatment well, and again to ensure that you are also adhering to the treatment.
Yeah.
Because the success of your treatment depends on you being adhering to the treatment.
Uh-huh.
So after 2 weeks, we also now check, we obviously most of them we will respond well. That's where the danger is, because after 2 weeks you feel good, you think TB is gone,
right?
That's where now most of the people will stop medication. And
okay,
that is a problem
because you think you I'm fine.
That is why I'm saying it's a treatment journey.
Yeah,
we need to work with you. Then after that, we'll give you again for 2 weeks. Then you come, which means now we've covered the whole month.
Yeah,
again we'll come and give you the remaining month, which is now a full 2 months intensive phase.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that's what we do in the first 2 months. Some will say those are the 2 months that are critical for curing TB.
Yeah.
But now we have continuation phase, which is 4 to 6 months. So the continuation phase, it's now a reduction of the 4 antibiotics to 2 antibiotics, again into one tablet.
Yeah.
So now it's the 2 potent antibiotics, rifampicin and isoniazid.
Mm-hmm.
So we continue with those one for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
So depending again on the severity of the condition, the doctor now can add a month, 2 or 3, that will make up to 9 months.
Okay.
But most they will take for 6 months. So now the last part of the journey, it's when now we're talking about the treatment completion.
Yeah.
Because you need to end somewhere.
Yeah.
So the treatment completion depends on now on you adhering for 6 months.
Yes, that's
so
right.
If you adhere for 6 months and clinically you look well, and when you do now the last test, what are the last tests? It's when we check the sputum again.
Yeah.
There must be a conversion. Like when you start with the intensive phase, we check if there's a conversion. A conversion is from a positive sputum to a negative sputum. Then we move now to continuation phase. Then the last one again, we need to test negative.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will say you've completed the treatment.
All right. I mean, I hear you guys speak about the word cure, but I then wonder if somebody has taken the medication on time, they've done everything they're supposed to do, they didn't really default, you know. Can one say that TB is curable, or does it lie dormant? Even after I've taken my medication, I'm done now. Am I TB cured? Like, am I 100% negative? Or is once you get TB the first time, is it something that lies dormant until mhlambe it is activated again in a couple of years?
No, we believe that after the 6 months, you must be cured. That is why the most critical part is the diagnosis. So if the diagnosis is on DS treatment, and we give you DS, let's say it's a DS drug-sensitive bacteria,
yeah,
and we give you treatment for that drug-sensitive bacteria,
yeah,
we are sure that you will be cured. But if now we don't focus on the diagnosis, you are a DR patient,
yeah,
but we give you DS treatment.
Yes.
Then now you can take it for 3 months, 4 months, still there's no conversion,
yeah,
which means now the bacteria developed resistance against this medication, so it will not be cured. So the critical part now is first is the diagnosis.
Uh-huh.
That is why it's the first important phase. But now with the correct treatment for the correct duration, adhering to treatment, you will definitely be cured.
Okay, so it's not something that lies dormant. You can cure it.
You can cure it, yes.
Have you had patients that have come back after they've been cured?
Yes, there are those who come back because of a relapse. You can relapse. What cause?
Even after I've taken my medication on the right duration, I did everything correctly.
You did everything correctly. Again, the other part that is important again is your immune system. The immune system plays a huge role in treatment or disease management.
Yeah.
Because the relapse can be caused by, again, exposure.
No,
you can
true.
Be exposed to another TB
infection,
then the disease can still come back.
Sure. I think that's a bit difficult. Hey, I can just imagine.
No, it's not. It is difficult, but it's not if you also understand the part of the immune system.
Yeah.
You need to look after your body.
True.
If you don't look after the body, you will definitely get other diseases.
Speaking of looking after your body, if we say that TB is airborne, what are some ways, we can properly take care of ourselves or make our immune systems better that we are not more prone to getting TB?
I think if you go home, we have to make sure that we stay in like ventilated areas.
Yeah.
Or our rooms have more ventilation.
Yeah.
That's the easy part. But one that is really, I would say it would be challenging for most of our people, it's the focus on supplementation. When you supplement, you are closing a gap that is there in our nutrition.
Which is something people don't do.
They don't do. Because when I'm talking about supplementation, the food that we eat today, I believe most of it is fortified. So if it's fortified, the immune system suffers.
Yeah.
Hence now you have to close that nutritional void with supplements. So that will help you stay healthy.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Let's talk about the key components in TB treatment.
Okay. That one, it's very, very important because we call TB a social disease.
Okay.
Because if you look at the prevalence of TB, you go to areas like your informal settlements.
Yeah.
That's where you'll find most TB because of the living conditions. So if you look at our country, most people are living in, let me say, below poverty line.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, the key component there is the psychosocial issues. What do I mean by psychosocial issues? I really like Acuity because what they did, they've also employed like a social worker.
Mm-hmm.
We have social auxiliary workers on the ground or TB support officers.
Yeah.
They are important for looking after our patients or clients.
Yeah.
So they play a huge role now in identifying those gaps in our families where now we need to hold hands with the affected people or the affected person. That is why now in the treatment journey, you will need somebody to hold hands with you. So the psychosocial part is important.
Yeah, yeah.
The danger again there, I've noticed with some of our patients, because when you bring in the psychosocial issues, you also bring social work, social department.
Mm-hmm.
The social department is responsible again to provide funds for you. That is why most of our patients who are TB positive, they also qualify for a social grant for about 6 months.
Oh.
So most what we'll do,
okay,
will abuse that because I cannot really live my life on a social grant and
yeah,
default treatment because I want money.
Yeah.
That's where the mistake some...
So people do that?
People do that. Patients do that. They default treatment because they still want to get
a social grant,
but here's the danger, mom. Most die. They will die because now you are defaulting on what needs to cure you for you to live 8 years. So imagine yourself dying at the age of 30 because you wanted to keep your life moving with a disease. On the other hand, you want support. So I want to encourage anyone who's been tested positive, and if you get social grant, just focus on the 6 months, get cured, and let's rebuild our lives and move forward. Don't rely or put your life on a social grant. That one is for you to able to buy something to take the medication. Because the purpose of the social grant is for you to have food on the table so that you can take your tablets.
Yeah.
Don't default treatment for the sake of money.
Yeah.
That's what I said. It's a key component. It's important, but it's also dangerous if you just focus on the 6 month money that you get from the government.
Yeah. Sure. That was something that I didn't know. We learn something new every day, and I think it's unfortunate. I don't want to say I understand why people would default so that they can continue to get social grants, because at the end of the day, there is no employment. You know, and when you are sick, you cannot necessarily go to work. So people see the social grant as the only solution, which is really, I mean, it's really so sad to see that somebody then dies when it was not really their time. You know, let's quickly speak about the stigmas. You know, I know you mentioned it in the key components in TB treatment, but there's a lot of stigma in this country when a person is sick, you know, when in return they're supposed to get that community support. How do we kill that stigma of TB?
I think, again, it's understanding the disease.
Mm-hmm.
That you may think that person has TB, I don't have TB. Only to find that 2 months down the line, you still have the same disease.
Yeah.
So to me, it's just... I'm not sure if I'm speaking the right word. Say it's foolish to think that this person has TB, then it's that person. So if it's an airborne disease, which means you might also
anybody can have the disease. Yeah.
So if I think it's for us to accept and assist someone who has a disease, so that we can prevent it from somebody else getting it.
No, absolutely.
So that's the only thing that I can think of right now that is so simple in TB management. But there's one thing, again, that I forgot to mention with the management of your treatment.
Yeah.
It's the transfers. Some people will get medication from, let's say, Rob Ferreira.
Yeah.
And they transfer you to Nkomazi. It is a simple process, but some will not go to the place that they were transferred to. So now I want to request again to our patients, if you are being transferred, let's say you are moved out to Mashishin or where, go to that clinic so that they can accept you in the system, because we want to maintain or manage that journey correctly. I'm not sure if you get me there.
Yeah, I'm a bit confused. Are you talking about being transferred in the terms that you are at the hospital or where you have to get your medication?
Yes.
Where you have to get your medication.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Let's say I've never been transferred.
Yeah.
Then I want to go to Nkomas.
Yes.
I transfer myself out.
Okay.
So if I transfer myself out, chances I might not even get to the clinic, because remember, I feel better.
Uh-huh.
So now, for us to manage you very well, let's make sure that you are being transferred even in the system, because we capture in the system that records, we make sure that the 6 months becomes full 6 months.
Yeah.
So now when you are being transferred out,
yeah,
go to that facility you said you will collect your treatment from, so that they can receive you and continue with the journey until you reach your 6 months.
Absolutely.
Don't get lost in the air.
All right.
Yes.
I hear you. Mr. Mashlovo, thank you so much for coming on to the show. We are urging everybody to send through their questions, 072-885-7702 at RazFM 943. Mr. Ngumani, you said in about 2 weeks we are going to be taking questions and answers?
Probably, the third week of this month, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just confirm, but definitely next week we'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and something just to announce is to say, the youth, they tend to be, I won't have TB.
Yeah.
We are good.
See, Nela, go see.
Yeah, meaning, hey, meaning, yabon. Next month, it's a youth month.
Yeah.
Let us just commemorate it by just going for any health screening for any sort.
Yeah.
Including TB.
Yeah.
Including HIV. And I'm happy that Mr. Mashlovo mentioned that we need to take care of our bodies.
Yeah.
Because you can have billions and billions, but if ever your body is not okay, there's no investment in you. So, and also, on the 14th of June,
yeah,
there'll be a youth awareness around Tewane.
Lovely.
So we are urged that can the youth around Tewane, Nganyamazane, wherever, Danji, can they just go there? It will be a youth awareness. So we urge that people can just go there just for any health screening, because we want to make sure that we cover all the youth and want to commemorate the youth month, doing something for them as well.
I was about to ask if you guys are going to do any health screening, because a lot of people are scared to go to the hospitals, guys. A lot of people are scared to go to a nurse. But I said, no, Mine, I came here, you know, I just want to check if ngiraiti, you know. So I think when we have such days such as this one, Baba Ngomane, it's a bit encouraging, because maybe they can feel that, okay, it's easier to go and speak to these people, because Mhlambe, I'm having symptoms with something and I'm not really sure what's going on. So I absolutely love it.
Okay, no, that's great.
I think on that day we'll also have the digital chest X-ray.
Yes.
Lovely.
So we have one with the teacher just said, those kids to say, well, I'm wearing a hubby, because we don't want it.
No, I think
in our lungs.
Actually, Mr. Mashlovo, before I let you guys go, maybe if we can speak about that, because when it comes to the youth and smoking hubbly, it's an, you know, I know we spoke about it last week, Baba Ngoma. It's a serious thing.
It's a serious thing.
Like, everywhere you go, people are smoking hubbly or they are vaping. You know, as somebody who used to do it, and I say this all the time, I don't encourage people to do it. You don't feel good.
I just pray that we don't have a new TB called TB of the Hubbly.
Because
remember, we also have silicosis, which is TB that can be attracted by those who are working in mines.
Yeah.
So I just pray that we don't have TB of the Hubbly, because it is a very dangerous smoke.
Yeah.
the smoke. I'm not talking about, I'm not sure what the ingredients are there.
Yeah.
So where is it going to? Into your lungs.
I mean, a lot of people will say, you know, it's better than smoking a cigarette.
That's how it was sold when it was introduced. That is why I think the country is trying to establish some regulations on using a hub.
Yeah.
So when it was introduced, they were saying it doesn't have nicotine. I don't know what is in there, but I know somewhere somebody's getting addicted.
Sure. Absolutely. Guys, thank you so much for coming on to Rise FM. Next week, same time, same place. Baba Ngomane. Thank you, guys.
See you.
A real South African classic. On Rise FM.